What's up, guys? This is the Leafs Convo podcast for Vanguard Northeast Realty in Scarborough, vanguardne.ca. We're previewing the Leafs and Oilers from Rogers Place slash Rexall facility, whatever the heck they're calling it these days. Michael, what's the latest?
Well, Norm, last game of the three-game Western Canada road swing, the Leafs have had points in the first two games, but coming off that disappointing overtime loss to Vancouver, Mike Babcock is making some changes to the lineup. Nazem Kadri will be in. It sounds like Freddie Gauthier is going to be in since he had some sort of illness that kept him out of practice and kept him out of the last game. We know Babcock wasn't happy with the fourth line, and Igor Ozaganov is going to go in for Justin Hall on defense, but I think he's looking for a better effort from the entire team because he wasn't happy with the effort of the team today.
I'm excited to hear Nazem Kadri is going to get back out on the ice. I think he's a fantastic player, and I'm hoping he can find his legs before the playoffs roll around. Mike, you'd have to think, considering the time frame between now and then, that's the whole purpose of getting Naz backed into the cycle of things.
Get him comfortable, get him playing with line mates that he's familiar with. He's playing with Marlowe and Nylander tonight. I think eventually Nylander's going to end up with Austin Matthews, although, you know, we've said that since Nylander signed and it really hasn't been the case. But I think they need to get Kadri moving again. You need that. I mean, that was one of the positives about signing John Tavares was the possibility of having three really good offensive centers. And Kadri, other than the time when Matthews was out of the lineup, he really has disappointed offensively. So I think they need to get him going in advance of the first round of the playoffs.
The Leafs can blitzkrieg a team. If you don't know what that means, go look it up. They can, sleepwalk through much of the game and make it interesting. A lot of times winning a game. We've seen them do the former and the latter over the last few contests. What are you expecting from the Maple Leafs tonight against an Oilers team that has been better of late, yet the Leafs should still be able to defeat when you factor in everything the Leafs have at stake and what the Oilers don't?
I'm expecting a game that Babcock will not be happy with, meaning I think it'll be more wide open offensively because Edmonton, their defense is not very good, and the Leafs' defense right now as it's currently constituted is not very good. So I think they're going to open the throttle wide, and it's going to probably be like a 6-4, 6-5 type of game. Babcock would rather, shut down Connor McDavid, put them in a deep freeze and win 2-0 or 3-1. But I don't think that that's going
to
happen.
No, the Leafs just aren't built to play that way. And shutting down Connor McDavid, I mean, he wasn't that great the last time the Leafs played the Oilers, but it's Connor McDavid. He's the best player on the planet. And the idea of shutting him down doesn't make a lot of sense. Shut everybody else down and hope that you've got enough in the tank to outlast the Oilers. I don't care if the Leafs go and score 6 goals tonight. I just hope that they're a little bit more cognizant of solid defensive play. And again, between now and the start of the playoffs is, one, you're accruing points to see if you can get home ice advantage, and because the Boston Bruins are on the menu in round one, but also two, you're revving those engines, preparing, trying things to get ready for that series that will have so much meaning beyond just making it to the second round, Mike. I mean, it's monumental stuff. We can't overstate it. Can you explain, how does the fourth line change when Freddie Gauthier's in the middle of it?
From Babcock's point of view, a fourth line with Freddie is better than a fourth line without Freddie. I think most other people think the exact opposite. No doubt he's improved. He's a big body presence. He doesn't play like a big player. So, he's decent defensively. He's good on – he's improved on faceoffs. But I would have given – a fourth line with Nick Batan playing center more of an opportunity than just one game. And it doesn't sound to me like it's going to be anything more than just that. It's probably going to be a rotation of Trevor Moore and Innes and Batan as the wingers on the fourth line. And that, now that Power Lindholm has been traded, there really is no option on the fourth line. And the only thing that might happen in the playoffs is that I don't think they'll go with 11 forwards, but you're probably going to see Kadri, Tavares, and Matthews' minutes step up and Gauthier be a 5 or 6 minute player. But I honestly don't think there's any great improvement in the fourth line simply due to Freddie Gauthier's presence. I think it's sort of, I don't think that their fourth line with him is that effective. Mm-hmm.
You bring up minutes, Mike, and I know a lot of fans want to see more minutes from Austin Matthews. They complain when the minutes are spread out evenly, whether the Leafs win or lose. But the whole idea of minutes is it's fun when you're watching a team, you got a pro line ticket, you're looking for lots of goals. Expecting a lot more play out of guys like Matthews and Tavares and, of course, Nylander in the playoffs in the first round. I don't know. I think it's counterproductive. If you need three guys to take you from game win one to win 16 with lots of play and, you know, everybody else filling in the gaps, you're not going to win anything, Mike. It's a full team effort. So we talk about extra minutes. The extra minutes might be nice to pull out a couple of points here between now and game 82. But unless the moment calls for it, if you're going to be taxing your top players in round one against the Boston Bruins, it's a recipe for failure. Never mind beyond that Bruins series, but within that Bruins series, because you're not going to get past them.
Well, I think it's imperative that your big players step up when it comes to the playoffs. I mean, 2 years ago, Austin Matthews was great against Washington. Mitch Marner had the after effects of of some sort of sickness that affected his play. Last year, it was the reverse. It was Matthews who didn't play very well, and Marner was almost superhuman.
Stepping up is one thing, but overworking the hell out of them doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense unless you're desperate. So what I'm saying is people want lots of minutes. But what's going to happen when Austin Matthews plays a record amount of minutes against the Boston Bruins? The Leafs just get by them and then get smoked in the second round. What are people going to say? Austin Matthews is tired. Be careful what you wish for when you ask for an abundance of extra minutes for your favorite player.
I don't think, based on what Babcock has done during the season, that we have to worry about that, because Austin Matthews, in terms of ice time, I think is in the 40s in terms of centers. So we're not talking about playing him 25 minutes a night. We're talking about him playing 18 to 20 minutes and Tavares playing the same and Kadri playing close to that, so that Freddie Gauthier is a 5 or 6 minute player. That's all I'm saying.
Poor Freddie Gauthier, eh? I mean, have you ever – the interviews he does on Leafs Nation Network, he's the sweetest guy ever, and I can see why a lot of people root for him. And I'll be honest with you, every one of these Maple Leafs who take the ice tonight against the Edmonton Oilers and who will take the ice in game 1 against the Boston Bruins, I'm rooting for wholeheartedly. I want the Leafs to beat the Bruins. Do I think they can? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'm not wishy-washy. Don't call me fair weather. I'm just somebody who's watching this team with a really keen eye, and I don't think they've given us any indication to believe that they're home and cooled, or they're going to make this easy on anyone. Michael, unless you have any last thoughts, I got to get on with the day, and I know you do too.
Thanks, Norman.
The Leafs Combo is brought to you by Vanguard Northeast Realty. With over 15 years experience, Vanguard provides superior level of service for commercial real estate tenants and owners. For more information, visit vanguardne.ca.
That's a wrap on the podcast for Vanguard North. That's a wrap on the podcast for Vanguard Northeast Realty in Scarborough, vanguardne.ca. Go check out our Patreon page right now, patreon.com/TLC patrons. Got some good deals going on, real cheap.